Welcome to the No Spin News, Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. So we'll do our daily Corona update, tell you what's going on in a non-hysterical way. Isn't that refreshing? I mean, if you go on the internet and you go to the news sites, it's like everyone on the planet is dying and the zombies will soon be here. It's just incredible. And you know what the game is. They want the clicks. And the same thing with TV news. The more hysterical they get, the more you worry, the more people watch. Although last week, the nightly news agencies, and I've been telling you this for months, they were down again, down. They're losing viewers in the face of impeachment, coronavirus, and they're down fairly significantly. People are just going, you know, we don't trust you. We don't want to watch you. Goodbye. Cable news is up and it's down. Whatever Trump does, still Trump-centric. Cable doesn't know what to do with the coronavirus. I mean, they know that they risk being labeled hysterical, but they have to be hysterical because they don't know what else to do. I mean, it's really, I don't watch much because I just go, because I used to do that, you know that. And I produced it and I'm going, how can that actually happen? So I'm a bad guy to ask about the TV news coverage. Anyway, MSNBC tells the nation that if you refer to the virus as the Wuhan virus, Wuhan, China's where it started, you're a racist. The virtue signalers at MSNBC, perhaps the worst smear factory in history of television, but they think they're virtuous. All right, so that's going on there. Italy, be glad you're not there. The whole country's lockdown. What does that mean? So the drastic measures taken by the Rome government, blanket travel restrictions, they'll tell you where you can and can't go. A ban on all public events. I'm lucky I didn't book a speech there. Closures of schools and public spaces. Movie theaters are closed. Suspension of religious services, including funerals and weddings. Wow, Italy. So they're not fooling around. They got about 10,000 cases of the virus and almost 500 deaths, so you can understand their concern. Melania Trump cancels a California fundraiser next week. That's wise. People don't want to go out in groups. State of emergency in 8 states, Washington, Florida, California, Kentucky, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Utah, Oregon. All right, state of emergency is simply the governor can do more stuff. All right, governor can buy supplies, call out the National Guard, as Governor Cuomo has done in New York. So the National Guard is going to a place called New Rochelle, a New York City suburb, where there's a lot of corona activity. All right? So the National Guard are going to, like, deliver packages to those people who are quarantined. They're going to tell you where you can and can't go in New Rochelle. That's what the state of emergency is. Donald Trump, the president, and I must say the federal government seems to be doing what it's supposed to do. I don't really see anything they could do more. They're trying to keep the panic level down. That's a good thing. They're competing with the media who wants the panic level up. So the more panic and horror there is, the more money the media makes. I mean, that's what it's all about. So the president says, I might cut the payroll tax, that's a Social Security tax, to stimulate the economy. There's going to be a recession, unfortunately. It's going to happen. Worldwide, might be short, depending on how long this corona thing goes. But there will be a recession. That's not going to help Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Although I don't believe most Americans, particularly the independents in the middle, are going to hold him accountable for this. I don't think they will. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, let's go over to politics on the Democrat side. Six states vote tonight, and I am predicting boldly and freshly that Biden will win all the states. All right, the machine is kicked in, media machine and Democratic machine kicked in for Joe Biden. He's rolling. The two biggest ones are Michigan. Now, 4 years ago, Bernie Sanders won Michigan, trounced Hillary Clinton. No, beat her, didn't trounce her. Bernie Sanders got 50, Hillary got 48. In Washington, Sanders got 73% of the vote, Hillary 27. So Sanders did well 4 years ago in Michigan and Washington, but it looks to me like Biden will win. So it's so-so Tuesday tomorrow, Super Tuesday, but this is kind of so-so Tuesday. Now, Joe Biden was in, this is a riot. I'm sorry if I don't take it seriously. So Joe Biden's in Michigan, and he goes to a car manufacturing plant where workers are, blue-collar workers. And the gun thing comes up. Roll the tape.
And you are actively trying to diminish your Second Amendment right to take away the gun.
Now, Governor, shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech.
What does that mean? What does that mean? All right. So, and then it went on and on and on. But he told the worker he was full of the S word. I'm not sure that's a good thing. You can say, look, you're misguided. I disagree with you. And Biden doesn't care about guns. He doesn't. He's going to say whatever he has to say to get the Democrats to vote for him. He doesn't care about guns. Another quick break, and then crazy people, how to deal with them.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. I got a letter from Michael Schatz-Snyder, Markeeson, Wisconsin. Bill, I have a liberal friend who stopped by. He started in on New York as a corona hotspot. He refuses to believe they have a no-bail policy, and the mayor, he thinks, is an okay guy. He also says catch and release is not true. How do you talk to these people? I don't. Why would you? Look, if your friend is a good guy or gal, all right, you got to find common ground to keep the friendship going, right? So you find something that you both like, maybe sports, hunting, diving, I don't know, whatever it may be, snowmobiling in Wisconsin, ice fishing, but stay out of the politics. You're not going to get through. Look, if some guy says there's no problem with the new bail law in New York, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that's the end. That's the end of the discussion. You say, yes, it is. Yes, there is. Maybe you want to grab the machine and punch it up and show him, but he's still probably not going to believe it. I don't even bother. All right? No, very few people do that to me because I'm me and they know I know what I'm talking about, but sometimes somebody will say something just harebrained. I'll either make a joke out of it or I just won't reply because you can't win. Don't frustrate yourself. There are good people who are political loons, And you don't have to throw them out the window. You just talk to them about stuff you have in common, not politics. Talk about Star Wars, whatever it is. Have them read Killing Crazy Horse. No politics in a book. That's a great book to discuss. All right, so that's the final thought of the day. Don't let crazy people drive you crazy. All right? Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow.